Yo!
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And today on the podcast, we have Avelyn's sister and my cousin, Grace, joining us.
Grace is very close to us, and we are so glad she could be on the podcast.
If you enjoy this episode, follow us and comment so we can chat with you. We are now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Casts.
We just started a website for this podcast, which is so cute, and we will link it in this episode's description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends if you enjoy it.
Now, let's jump into our fifth episode.
Welcome, Grace, to the God's Girls podcast. We are so thankful that we get to talk to you today.
So to start, we will ask you a couple of faith-based questions.
Number one is, what place do you feel closest to God, and why do you think that?
Well, the place I feel closest to God is probably at home in my bed or during worship at church, because one of my favorite ways to connect with Him is during songs, or like the easiest way to connect is during music. But I also do pray a lot during the day, where I start a prayer and then end it before I go to bed. So if I ever think of anything that I need to pray about during the day, I just say it. And I definitely feel close to Him when I pray.
Yeah, that's good. I love connecting through music, so I definitely understand why that would be a close connection to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel you.
What is your favorite way to study scripture?
Probably my favorite way to study scripture is reading the Bible, especially on my phone, because that's like the easiest way for me to highlight, because, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes trying to highlight on a Bible.
Do you ever do like any Bible plans or anything?
Yeah, I try to, but let's be real, honestly, sometimes I forget about them, but I do try to do them.
I understand that. Okay, and the third question is, how have you grown in your faith throughout the past year?
Well, my best friend and I have started reading the Bible each day together, and we read a chapter of a book, and we'll write it down in our notes on our phone, and then we'll discuss it. And I've really, like, gotten closer to God during that time, but recently in the past month or so, we've gotten off track, so we're really trying to get back on reading it every day.
That's so good. I wish I could have that habit. I try to, but especially with friends, you can really get deep into scripture. So, mm-hmm.
And they're like your accountability partner.
Thank you for answering those questions. Your answers were phenomenal.
Now it's time for the question we ask all our guests.
How have you seen God work in your life?
A way that I've seen God work in my life was when I was younger, we had to move school several times for my dad to go back to college. And at one point we lived in Pennsylvania. And I got really upset because I'd always gone to the same school and I had to leave my friends and family. All of my family lives close, and so them being far away was hard on my mental health. And at the time, I didn't really think I realized it, but when I moved back, I realized that I may have been a little depressed. And we moved back a few years later, and I got a dog for me because my parents felt bad, and they said it was my little permanent friend that can move around with me. And so I really think God closed those doors and opened new ones for us and made it possible for us to be back, because even though we loved being up there, it was really tough being away from family and knowing nobody. So moving back really helped with everything.
That's a great way that you've seen God working in your life, through just an everyday struggle that kids go through constantly. Like, I've heard of so many stories of friends being lost because of moves, and I'm so glad that God took that and made it great in your life.
Yes, that is a great answer. Thank you. I was there when we moved, but I was too young to really experience having to make friends and then lose them because you moved to a different state. Do you have any prayer requests you feel comfortable sharing on the podcast?
Yeah, a prayer request I do have is, our dad's having eye surgery tomorrow, and so just pray that everything goes good.
Yeah, that's a big one, so we'll definitely take that up into prayer, and hopefully our listeners will also pray for it as well, even if you don't know him personally. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord,
we pray over our listeners and any prayer requests they have. We pray for our dad's eye surgery and that it goes smoothly.
A person from our church just got married, and she reached out to us and asked for us to pray over her marriage, that it will be godly and faith-based, so we still pray for her and over her new husband, and we wish them the best.
We also pray over her and her family as they move to Tennessee. They will be missed greatly.
Thank you for everyone listening, Lord, and we pray they will have a blessed day that is pleasing to you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, thank you, Grace, for finding time to be a guest on our podcast this week. It has been such a great conversation.
Her social media will be linked in the description of this episode.
Remember to follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
If you have any questions or prayer requests for us, go to our website and type it in on our Contact Us tab, email us, or DM us on Instagram.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Thank you so much for listening, and see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.
Bye!